Representative Stewart told members of the Senate that he believes in the true idea of federalism and advocated for a shift in power from his job in Washington to the Utah legislature.
I believe that we have enormous challenges and problems ahead of us, but that most of those are best addressed at the state.
Stewart also addressed his stance on the Affordable Care Act and the recent federal government shutdown that Republicans forced in an effort to repeal the law. He says working to fix the law will be a focal point for Congress as they move towards midterm elections.
We tried to warn them that this law had the potential of hurting hardworking American families. And I think the American people have seen that that has, by and large, been the case so far. And I'm not talking about just the web page. This is much more than just a web page that wasn't ready. I believe that there are fundamental flaws within this law that are going to have to be addressed.
Stewart is nearing the end of his first term in office representing Utah's 2nd Congressional District. If he's nominated by Utah GOP delegates at the party's state convention, he'll most likely face Democratic State Senator Luz Robles for the seat in November. Brian Grimmett, KUER News.